Welcome back to Second Take Movies, a podcast where we give movies a second look, second chance, a second take, if you will. I'm your host, Preston Jenkinson, and joining me for the 100th episode of Second Take Movies, it's my co-host, Jake Twido.
Preston, crap your pants, buddy.
Neither one of us has been here for all of them, but it's 100.
You've been here for 99.
99 of them, but...
I didn't think about that, dude. Yeah, you can't celebrate crap. I'll see you next time.
Yeah, the next episode will be 100 for me, but there's 100 episodes out there now.
It's pretty wild, man.
It's crazy.
You know what isn't crazy? How terrible this movie is.
God, dude.
What a great 100th episode. Doesn't need a second watch.
Yeah.
Doesn't deserve it.
No.
It's garbage.
What, like, when this movie was first marketed, when I heard the title of it, I was like, oh, no.
Oh, as soon as I said The Rise of Skywalker, didn't you guys just drag him through the mud in the last one, kind of?
Like, right. And that's what that's what this movie is, was like a perceived, let's retool what we're doing. And fix what we did in the last one.
Though, you fix a movie in your last movie.
Technically.
Like the last of the trilogy. You're fixing stuff.
That's not good.
Oh, there better not be a positive review.
And what's supposed to be like the conclusion of 9 movies? Like, that's stupid. But
I know we're going to talk about it. I read part of the script. I read a synopsis of Colin Trevorrow.
Mm.
Watched the video you sent me. That was the conclusion of 9 movies.
Yes.
I read that and went, he didn't care about just the sequels. He did all 6 that came before these. Like, that was good. And Kathleen Kennedy can lick my butt.
Oh, gosh.
All the Disney people. And Kathleen Kennedy, suck it.
When Disney first bought Star Wars, I was like, okay, because at the time you looked at Marvel and it was like, wow, gangbusters.
I think it did Star Wars awful.
Yeah, and I think the real reason Star Wars had success was because Kevin Feige got rid of the story group and just like, because he was a freaking nerd and he knew. He knew the stories and everything, and
which we're kind of getting with Filoni now.
Yeah, where they like, they promoted him to like chief creative officer. So
yeah, it's just a shame that my opinion, you had one chance to make new movies and you blew it.
You blew it hard.
And this movie's like, I know last week we talked about it. It's just like an unplanned trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
This is an unplanned movie, and it's fast. It's pacing is off. It's
all the
so
way.
Stupid.
It was like an 8-year-old pitched it. It's like, what if, like,
you know what?
Raise a
speaking of that. Why don't you go ahead and read the title scroll? Because I can't wait until you say one or two words in here
and
just that made me want to die.
Like we did last week and the week before, the Star Wars theme will be added in post right here. The dead speak. The galaxy has heard a mysterious broadcast in Fortnite at the time. Literally, that was a promotional thing for this movie. A threat
That's
of revenge.
A joke, right?
Huh?
That's a joke?
No, that was real. The sinister right. broadcast
yeah, no
was
say
in Fortnite. A threat in revenge. And the sinister voice of the late Emperor Palpatine. General Leia Organa dispatches secret agents to gather intelligence while Rey, the last hope of the Jedi, trains for battle against the diabolical First Order. Meanwhile, Supreme Leader Kylo Ren rages in search of the Phantom Emperor, determined to destroy any threat to his power.
I'm going to take this moment to also tell you that if you're watching on YouTube or anything else with video and Preston doesn't cut this out, my face twitches. I have Bell's palsy. I haven't had a stroke.
Yeah.
Just every now and then to just get this little jitter. So it wasn't what you said. Even though you said it, my face started twitching.
Yeah.
Why would you bring Palpatine back? What are you doing?
You don't know what else to do. It's a scramble. Like I said, it's like an 8-year-old pitched this movie. Palpatine's back, and then at the end of the movie, like, he's all the Jedi, and then there's a bunch of Star Destroyers that come out of some rocks, and then big, huge lightning at end.
Who's piloting those Star Destroyers?
I don't know, dude. Where'd they get the uniforms? Like, is it the First Order? Is it...
God, that's a good t-shirt.
Like, children of...
Where'd they get the uniforms?
Yeah. Is it the children of these Sith who, like, who are these people chanting in this arena? But we'll get to that. That's...
Yeah, look, I'm going to go ahead and give you my pitch.
Okay.
Better movie, I think, would have been let Rey go completely evil. Let her lose her mind.
Let her, like, crazy. Drop dead into evil after Luke is dead. And then we have to bring her back.
You've never watched the movie Akira, right?
I have not, no.
I'm not going to ruin anything. That's not the plot of Akira. But what my brain is, don't even bring her back. Let her go so bat crap crazy that Kylo Ren's like, she's awful.
Yeah.
I got to fix the world. Then let him be the good guy.
Let them switch, and then you get more of Kylo Ren's redemption.
Yep.
And then that scene between him and Han Solo, where he sees it from Ben Solo's perspective, makes more sense. But
Rise of Skywalker, I thought that's what was going to happen.
Yeah.
Is Ben Solo.
Because he's a Skywalker, redeemed. Technically.
Also, the guy that wrote this also wrote Batman versus Superman. Just going to go ahead and throw that out.
Yeah, Chris Terrio is like responsible for a lot of hits and misses. There is a positive review that's not really great.
Just one.
But it's the most positive. John, I should have read this before we started. John Oleksinski.
John should have read this.
John Oleksinski of the New York Post. Although director J.J. Abrams tries his darndest to finish the job, conjuring up nostalgia like a TV medium, Rise doesn't feel like the last chapter of the biggest American movie franchise. It's just another well-made Star Wars flick.
You know what? That's cotton.
Yeah, because like in the end, I feel like it's shot very well. It looks really good.
Yeah, I got nothing bad to say about the like, cinematography.
I love,
I can watch it just for that.
I love J.J. Abrams' camera work in anything.
I do too.
Like
I've got nothing negative against J.J. Abrams.
Right. Just in his storytelling, he can't finish a trilogy.
No, but him along with the actors, like mm-hmm. Daisy Ridley is fantastic.
Yes.
Not her fault.
No.
Which I do love. I think the world's gotten better.
Mm-hmm.
Like the prequels came out. People wanted to destroy Hayden Christensen.
Yes. And then
now they're like, yeah, this movie's hot trash, but hey, you know what? She did what she was supposed to do. He did what he was supposed to do.
We love Hayden Christensen since he got out from under George Lucas and learned, and he was a good actor. Like there was a reason he was cast. It was his direction he was given during the prequels, I feel like.
I want to hear the negative one because
that's
probably how the tone's going to be from you the rest of this. I'm not going to lie.
Slant Magazine doesn't have an author. Couldn't find an author for this. The film, hyper-aware of the shadow cast by the franchise's history, struggles to both honor and redeem the past before everything comes to a close.
That's and a very kind negative.
That's
review.
A very, that's, yes.
That's a, like, not, yeah.
Yeah.
It's true. Like, this movie starts off rad, though.
Yeah.
Like, again, we've talked about the Knights of Ren.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it starts off just Kylo Ren getting that Wayfinder.
Which, that's a Sith holocron. That's what that is.
That's what I thought.
Like, JJ just come up with a brand new name for something. I was pissed. When I first saw this in a theater, that was the first thing that got me. I was like, that's a Sith holocron.
They're not that rare.
Yeah. Like,
either, right? Or my memory gone?
They're kind of...
By the way, you like that? My memory gone. My memory gone good.
Kind of, yes. Like, they were explored in Star Wars Rebels. Like, there was an episode with Darth Maul where they had one.
Dude, Preston, when are we going to see Darth Maul again?
Never, sadly.
You think so?
Yeah.
I mean, like, we've talked about doing Rogue One Solo. You know, the end of Solo... I don't know. I wish they'd just do a whole Darth Maul movie.
Just like a
whole Darth Maul series.
A Darth Maul syndicate kind of like taking over the underworld movie that picks up right after the end of the Clone Wars. And
I'm saying this at the wrong spot. And you said it last week or the week before. Mm-hmm. Just give me a whole movie of the Knights of Ren and Kylo
That's
Ren.
What I want to. Like, I Adam wish Driver we could have that.
So good.
I wish
such a cool character. Just pow.
I wish all of them were like former students of Luke that Kylo Ren corrupted. But that's not what we get.
And let them all be. Just let them all have lightsabers. By the way,
yes.
Let's go ahead. And,
yes.
Oh God! Just like that was the coolest thing about the prequels. There's lightsabers everywhere.
That would be like the new version of the Sith. Was like they're the Knights of Ren.
Yeah. Pull your wieners out and start slapping people with it, boys. When I mean wieners, I mean lightsabers.
But yeah, this...
They gotta go to Exegol. Exegol.
Yeah, like, it starts with Adam Driver tearing ass through what is supposed to be, like, Mustafar.
Okay. I didn't realize that.
Nobody knew that, because you don't know.
Yeah.
There's no visual cues to give that. Which in the original script, he was supposed to be like in Vader's castle, ruminating in Mustafar, like channeling all that Darth Vader energy that Darth Vader did, but we don't get that.
It's hilarious. Like Kylo Ren does have like a story arc, but he doesn't really like you've introduced him in the first one of these, mm-hmm. and he's just this like teenager.
Yeah.
Raging on hormones. He kind of still is that.
Yeah.
But in this one, at least it's like, dude, this dude's bad. This is a rad dude. Let's do this, man. Let's keep it going.
Keep it going
here. It's cool. Don't let me go see the dynamic trio of turd.
Yeah.
Palpatine. Palpatine. I was the one behind Snoke in the first order. I'm the one who's been talking.
As much as I hate that they brought back Palpatine, Ian McDermott is doing his job. Like,
oh yeah, I hate they brought him back, but I kind of loved it.
He knows this character. He is this character. He knows what he's doing.
It's amazing. Like, you got to hand it to George Lucas, the original movies.
Is that his name? Is it Ian McDermott or Ian McShane?
No, it's Ian McDermott. Ian McShane is the guy that owns the Continental.
Okay.
And yeah, it's Ian McDarmid. Darmid, D-I-A-R-M-I-D.
Ian McDermott. Okay, I did say the right thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I don't know how I spelled that, by the way, because I'm an idiot. I can't remember what else he's in, but yeah, like such a likable villain though.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of sucks that my whole thing of this is you brought him back.
Yeah.
But then there's a part of me that's like, it's such a great villain. It's great.
To show up in literally one movie of the original trilogy and then to kind of...
Don't even do Snoke.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah.
You might know. You probably know more than I do. Like, how much did Rian Johnson screw all this up, though? Like, was J.J. Abrams' plan to have Snoke probably around forever?
Well, I think there's an interview that Adam Driver did recently on a radio show doing promotion for Ferrari, which I want to see. He said that Kylo Ren's arc was, and I think I've said this in like one of the previous two episodes, to be the opposite of Luke, was like for him to go from questioning to completely dark.
Yeah.
So he was supposed to be the ultimate bad, in my opinion. And they just changed that. He didn't say whether it was Rian Johnson or Rian Johnson carried on that darkness, like, because he becomes supreme leader. So I think the plan the entire time was to kill Snoke.
Well, I know we're nowhere near it too, but just because we're talking about it, they did Hux dirty.
Oh yeah,
I loved him. I thought that was a great character.
Again,
the script you sent was incredible. Like
he has
ponied up.
He has Mace Windu's lightsaber. He like collects Force sensitive items. He's the governor of Coruscant in that final, what was to be the final movie, and then he kills himself at the end with that.
Can't remember what that's called. The samurai's
death. The I don't want to mispronounce it because I can't remember it.
Yeah, I'm not going to even try it. I'll probably something offensive and get you banned. Yeah, they had, anyway. they had a guillotine, a lightsaber guillotine at the beginning where he's beheading people.
Yeah.
Dude, give me, like, that's the most metal thing in the world. That whole script read like, I'm doing cocaine in the 80s and we're partying. And I was for it, dude. Like, give me all that.
Rey had a double-bladed lightsaber made out of her staff and half of Luke Skywalker's lightsaber.
Oh, that's perfect.
Great.
You could have a Rise of Skywalker with that.
No, it was going to be called Duel of the Fates. Ugh.
When I used to write code, you have to compile.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when it's like, is this going to work or not? And it took like a minute, 3 minutes sometimes and stuff. And I'd listen to that song and just get amped.
Yeah.
And I'd just sit at my desk going, sorry, I'll be quiet.
Yeah.
We're 1-5 minutes into the movie.
And we cut from all that, like Kylo Ren finds the Emperor and he's like teasing him with like what Rey is. And then we cut to Poe and Finn on the Falcon, which Oscar Isaac's doing his job. He's playing who he's supposed to be, and he's good at it.
I love that whole sequence. It was Oscar Isaac, at least. Mm-hmm. Kind of started losing faith in John Boyega in this movie.
Well, he was...
Not his fault.
It was not at all, because like, all he was given was to literally scream Rey through most of this movie.
John, when we do the camera to you, I need you to give a woo!
I need you to scream.
We got him! Or, got that! Or just blanket. Ah!
Like, half of his lines were just literal screaming. I don't know how his voice survived, but...
Filtered. I just filtered myself. That's great, dude. I caught it. Dude, that planet was dope.
It was.
Ice planet?
Yeah.
Again, I said it last week, and they continued it. I'm really happy they did. The physics of stuff flying.
Mm.
So cool. But you know what? That's how everything's moved that way since the original trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
And the prequels, they didn't. But in the original, like I watched the Millennium Falcon with the sandworm on that planet.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing. It's like the slingshot, you know, pendulum effect.
Yeah.
God, I was like, man, this is so great. And then they ruin everything.
Yeah. Poe and Finn meet up with a guy that has information about a spy in the First Order, and they have a hose that goes down, and they transfer the info to R2, and then they escape by a really good sequence, in my opinion, of light speed skipping through different things.
So freaking fun! Yeah. That's where I'm like, oh, here's this brand new stuff I've never heard of. Loved it. It was dope.
And just we get that hint of, in my opinion, it's too late to give Poe a sketchy backstory, but whatever.
Yeah, it is. And I liked it. I was like, why didn't you play this the whole time? Like, let him be a sketch cat.
Yeah. Like, but no, we had to. Anyway.
Yeah.
So they light speed skip and they escape the First Order and they make it back to wherever the Resistance base is now on a forest planet somewhere. And Rey, there's a theme in this. She's supposed to be able to hear the voices of all the Jedi that came before. I don't remember that being a thing. No one's ever brought that up before. And I hate to be that guy. I really do. But
nah, that's brand new. And she can't do it.
Yeah.
Well, I can't remember what her mantra is she keeps saying. I think it was like, I'm glad they already paid me. I'm glad they already paid me.
Yeah.
I'm glad they already paid me.
I'm glad they paid me for three movies. I'm glad they paid me for three movies.
Could you just do me a favor? Because what's about to happen here? Okay. Well, also, I know I'm a hater.
Mm-hmm.
How is she getting trained from Leia Organa?
Yeah.
The whole, I get it. The whole, like, she trained with Luke. That's stupid.
Well, in the original script, I hate to bring this up again, but that's what's going to happen with this. She was going to continue her training with Ghost Luke.
Should have done that.
Yeah, do that.
Should have done that. Like
instead of putting
Leia Organa never fought anyone in her life.
A rubber-faced Leia Organa onto a body double and disrespecting Carrie Fisher.
Yeah. It was terrible.
Which, I mean, just explain that, like, Leia died from her injuries and, like, fucking...
I should have killed her.
Yeah.
That's my other problem with this movie. No one of note dies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't be a wiener. Kill someone.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know, maybe this is me, like, post Game of Thrones time of, like, kill them all.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Dude, like
let's have some stakes. Let's make it real.
Game of Thrones is running at the same time as The Walking Dead. And for a while on The Walking Dead, you felt like anybody could die.
Yeah.
And then some characters got popular than others, and then they weenied out. But
never finished watching that show.
I never did.
Never
either.
Going to.
Yeah, never.
Never going to.
Yeah.
Never got to see Negan fully.
I've
seen clips, and he's incredible.
The moment I quit watching was when he showed up in that town, in that neighborhood that they were holed up in.
The governor.
No, way after that. When they made it to Virginia
subdivision. Yeah. Yep.
And Negan shows up for like an hour and a half and plays pool in the middle of the street. And they had an hour and a half episode that did nothing. And that's when I quit watching.
Yeah. Yeah, I lost it there. I quit.
But anyway.
I need you to, I hope you have it. Could you just read the best line of all cinema?
Yeah.
This is your monologue from now on. The next thing you try out for, this is it.
The Millennium Falcon returns with Poe and Finn and Chewie. They're all upset, and then we get the information that somehow Palpatine returned.
Yuck. It's the most bad anime moment.
And then
like anime does this some of like
not only that, but we get a worse line from, is it Merry or Pippin? It's Merry from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Cloning, dark secrets only the Sith knew. No.
It hurt.
Have you heard of Kamino, you dum-dum?
It hurt me to see him. It hurt me.
Yeah, it's like, dude, Dominic Monaghan, you are so much better than this. When JJ calls, you don't have to show up.
Yeah, but if someone said, "Hey, you're going to be in Star Wars," or you could be.
That's true. I would jump at the chance. I don't care how bad or good the movie is. It's like I was in Star Wars.
You could make me like a purple turd burglar.
Mm.
I tried to say grimace and turd burglar came out.
Yeah. And Greg.
Now you've got. All right, now you've got the daggone plot of the movie.
Yeah.
The three of them are going to go somewhere together,
mm-hmm.
which is great. She was going to go by herself.
We got to find the Sith Wayfinder to go to Exegol to kill the Emperor.
And Luke just happened to have notes of that in his books. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I would feel like the Jedi books would have like a piece of information about a Sith holocron. We're not going to call it a Wayfinder. Yeah. We're going to call it a holocron.
Let me tell you how pissed off I am, Preston. I'm so PO'd.
Be pissed off because I am too.
Why would you have another desert planet?
Because it's cheap to film in.
Yeah. But like, oh, God, it killed me. I mean, like, and that was fun. That whole thing, mm-hmm. that was really fun.
That whole sequence was like extras in practical suits. And
give me that whole movie.
Puppets that take three people to operate, each one of them, the little babies.
I loved it. Yeah. It was great.
But it's so dumb.
There was a moment, at that point, I went, you know what? Maybe this movie's not that bad, actually. They get yanked away really quick. Yeah. But
Billy Dee Williams shows up, though.
So cool. What's that?
Billy Dee Williams shows up.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I was pretty pumped to see him.
Yeah, I was like, okay, Lando's here. We're about to have a good time. And then he doesn't show up for another.
Yeah. Lando's there. I don't know what that sound effect means.
Shows up for 5 minutes and then doesn't show up again until the end.
Okay, Chewie. But same thing.
All right.
Every one of these movies, you get all the original people walking onto the Falcon and looking at it and just like, and I feel like they didn't, I feel like they just let them walk on and filmed it.
Yeah. fun tangent, Donald Glover is confirmed to be writing and starring in the Lando series for Disney Plus.
I like him.
Yeah, he's good.
I really like Atlanta. I think he's pretentious. That's my problem.
He is a little pretentious, but I think he's earned it.
But he's good. He knows what he's doing. Like I don't know.
He went from a writer on 30 Rock to Community to one of the biggest stars on the planet.
Yeah, this is America, baby.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Hey, I'm sorry. I'm fighting internally. Like, hey, he's pretentious, but he kind of can be.
He's really good. He's good at what he does.
I would kill, like, make a Scoundrel series. Let it be Han Solo and Lando.
Yeah, get the buddy thing. Get Alden Ehrenreich and Lando together in a series. Oh my God, we need to call Disney.
They're already listening to me because I've been put on a hit list after I made that joke that you cut out last week.
Yeah,
yeah, they know.
But Lando says that him and Luke were looking for somebody that was working for the Sith. I don't know. That was a Jedi hunter or whatever.
Love them. The writing sucks.
Sucks.
Oh, Luke was actually here and I'm helping him.
It's it's like video game writing where it's like you say one thing to get our characters to another place.
I love you said that because about five lines down in my notes is this is a badly written video game.
Yes.
Of you get some action sequences and you're like, I'm having a great time. And there's a ton of dialogue that's like, skip.
This, and it's not a Last of Us or an Uncharted. It's something else.
No. No. So they find a ship where it is. They go they're there and they get sunken down into the ground, which, fun fact, that's black beans that they... Thinking sand.
Okay.
Yeah. They had to ship in like 300 pounds of black beans to Jordan.
Cool.
Yeah. Thought you might want to know that. Bean fact. They get that little old dagger, which turns out was the instrument that killed.
Speaking of video games, that fucking we'll get to it, but oh my God, the dagger. Ugh.
I love it.
It's like
so stupid, so bad.
It's a bad Uncharted script, which was the actual Uncharted movie. But anyway.
One of my notes is also, I hope you're drinking every time I say one of my notes. This is a bad version of the Goonies.
Mm-hmm.
Just like
I've never seen that, but I know what happens. So,
okay. I knew that, but that still makes me sad.
Let that sink in, and we'll let the audience let that sink in.
You gotta watch that crap.
I've been told.
You know what, Preston? Next year, it's probably gonna be an episode. Probably to make you do it.
Yeah.
And you'll watch me poop my pants of just like, this is the best movie I've ever made.
I'm going to poop my pants.
I want your verdict.
Okay.
At this point in time, I'm annoyed with Rey as a character. Now she's just this uber magical whatever.
Yeah.
Does whatever. The TIE Fighter versus Rey, was that cool or lame?
It looks cool.
Okay.
The motivation behind it is dumb.
Yeah. Okay. Same boat.
I mean, it was obviously shot for the trailer.
Yeah. And it kind of sucks when you legitimately watch something and you go, that's for the trailer.
Yep.
And that's how I feel this movie is. Like, there's a lot of scenes where you're like, there's no purpose.
There's a lot of moments in movies that I watch that's like, oh, that was shot for the trailer. But once you get the context of the story, it's like, oh, that's amazing.
Yeah,
that makes that even more better. But this, no. Opposite. So the Knights of Ren show up to look for him. They heal the snake down in the den. Can't make this up. They literally had I remember this. The Mandalorian was out at this point. It was towards the end of the first season. And they had a scene where Baby Yoda was around a campfire and healed somebody the week this movie came out. Literally the week this movie came out. And so Rey heals, Force heals a snake, which I like that ability in the Force. Like, it makes sense.
You've done it in games. Like, it's been there. So,
like, we saw it in the Jedi Fallen Order and Survivor games. So, makes sense. They get out, and then Chewie gets kidnapped by the Knights of Ren.
But he gets put into transporter number
put
two.
In a not transport. And we didn't see two transports. We only saw one. And it takes off. One of them takes off. And wouldn't you know it, Rey can shoot Force lightning out of her hands. And she explodes the thing. And we think Chewie's dead. And I was absolutely pissed in the theater. Because I was like, if that's how you kill Chewie, like, that's shitty.
Again, I said at the beginning, people should have died. If they killed Chewie, I'd applaud it.
But give like him that. A more meaningful death.
Yeah. Well, I mean, let's go talk about that other script again.
Yeah.
Chewie was rad in the other script. He got an X-Wing.
Yeah. Couldn't he was going to pilot an X-Wing. X-Wing. Yeah.
Like you. Yeah. Yeah. They,
I would, and I would love like Ben Solo piloting the Falcon. Like if Kylo Ren ever got some kind of redemption and then he piloted the Millennium Falcon, that would be like, yes.
Why didn't they do that? I don't know, dude.
I don't know either. It's a movie we'll never see.
Oh, it will, because I'm making it. I'm funding it. I'm doing it myself. I'm playing every character.
Doing it all with AI. It's going to be terrible, but people are going to love it.
I think it'd be better than this.
Like that $300 million supposedly fan campaign when The Last Jedi came out to remake it. We're going to get the license to all this stuff.
Talking about licensing and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I did sound effects and sold them to a company in Atlanta for a long time. And I sold all my stuff. You know this. And I'm just repeating it.
Yeah.
Apparently, I've got sound effects in this movie.
Good for you.
I made no money.
Because you sold them.
No money. I mean, I made my money.
You made them. Money at some point, but.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't care. Yeah. But I know, like, the Millennium Falcon,
mm-hmm.
or not, Ochi ship, it's a Camaro. That's the sound. And I swear by all things that my Volkswagen's part of that.
Probably.
I had a diesel Volkswagen. I don't know. It's fun of like having to sign paperwork and say, can't tell anyone about this.
Mm-hmm.
And then go, well, what did you use? And you know, what's it used for? And it's like, can't tell you. Great. But so yeah, Chewie's dead. Rey's super powerful.
Then they go on a ship and nothing else is important past this. I really don't think so.
Does she go? Yeah, no, it's all just a mush at this point. They end up like, dude, I can't even remember that the C-3PO memorized the stuff. He's got to get his brain wiped.
He can read the text on the thing, but it's written in an old Sith language, which the New Republic banned him from repeating.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, so dude. Now, but. We get to go meet Babu Frick. Babu Frick's pretty fun.
I love Babu Frick. That's Mark Hamill, right?
Yeah. No. Yeah. Actually, it's Moaning Myrtle from Harry Potter.
Really?
Yeah, that's her.
Okay. Who? Dang. All right. That's sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Who is Poe's babe?
That is Carrie Russell, I believe, which she's been in a bunch of J.J. Abrams projects. She's like a Greg Grunberg or somebody like that shows up in all his movies.
Yeah, she was in Mission Impossible 3.
She was the woman at the beginning of Mission Impossible 3.
Was she in one? She was in a Wonder Woman movie, right? Early, or like or late 2000s.
Probably.
I could look this up, but I'm not going to.
Yeah, we're going to move on.
She was in Cocaine Bear. That's right.
She was the mom in Cocaine Bear.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So,
dude. Okay. I'm going to tell you one more thing.
Yeah.
Sorry, not to distract you more. Poe, give me a whole movie on Poe.
Yes.
Take me to this like underground spice trading stuff. Like,
let's see how somebody goes from a criminal running spice, which George Lucas stole from Dune, to
directly. Didn't even change the name.
Yeah, didn't even try to change the name. Directly to resistance fighter. I want to see that transition. Give me that.
But instead, we get C-3PO's memory getting wiped.
Mm-hmm.
Only for him to come alive angry.
Yeah, and say that somehow a dagger was made that fit the shape of some wreckage of the Death Star on...
Does he say that?
Endor. It's in the Endor system. I don't know if it's on the planet of Endor, but... It's something to the effect of.
Does he discover that, or does he actually say it?
He says that it's all. It's in the Endor system, like the.
But the dagger thing, she just figures out like a bad plot piece from a video game, like you said.
Yeah, like well, that's what the dagger translated was like. The answer is on the Endor system, or something to that effect. Somebody made a dagger and put in the old Sith language that a Sith Wayfinder is on the wreckage of the Death Star in the Endor system. Well,
so they go to leave, but she senses Chewbacca's alive.
Yeah, because Kylo Ren's Star Destroyer shows up. And they have that, again, in my opinion, that great connection dyad thing where they can see each other in their environment, but not the other's environment.
What's that connection about, Preston? here's what to bash this movie.
Yeah.
What are the ramifications? Like, Kylo Ren found her earlier because he yanked a necklace off her through the Force.
Yes.
That's stupid.
Well, they set that up in the previous movie. Like,
with the water coming through.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's not out of the realm of possibility.
Then she's talking to him on the spaceship. Darth Vader's helmet comes through.
Yeah.
Which I did love. Again, Hux is the spy. Saves everybody. They get out. Actually, no, you get the bomb drop of she's Palpatine's granddaughter at this point.
Yeah, well, that's after we get revealed that Hux is the spy, which is kind of obvious through the whole movie.
Didn't they just kill Hux?
Yeah, just like shot in the chest.
I feel bad for the actor, dude.
Like, I feel bad for Domhnall Gleeson. Like... He did an amazing job in that first movie with that Hitler speech and gets killed.
He's a fantastic actor, too, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think I've seen him in a role that I was not blown away with. Mm-hmm.
Like, that movie Ex Machina, have you seen that?
Yeah, that's good. Oscar Isaac.
Ironically, with Oscar Isaac, yeah.
Yep. Goodbye, Christopher Robinson was... Robin was good.
Mm-hmm.
What's the movie I saw him in that was so... wild. Frank.
I hadn't seen that.
It's indie as fire. It is Michael Fassbender wears a mascot head the entire movie.
Oh yeah, I remember him talking about that in one of those like career timeline videos.
It is so good. Maggie Gyllenhaal's in it too, I think.
Okay.
It's worth a watch. It's out there.
Yeah.
But so he gets shot, boom boomed, they get away. Later
Kylo tells Rey, you're a Palpatine. Okay.
I liked it so much more when she was nobody.
Yeah,
you know, like
not everybody has to be related to everybody.
No, but you know what, hey, the Falcon's gonna go to a moon on the Endor system.
Mm-hmm. And we find...
Which really messed me up because I kept going, Andor? Is that from...
It sounded like they kept saying Andor, but it was Endor.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, let's go. And the Falcon has no landing gear for some reason.
You know why?
Why?
I don't know. Hey, Logan. God, dude, the whole sequence coming up is stupid. Yeah. I love seeing the Death Star again.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's just all stupid from here. Just like the stupid dagger. You mean someone chiseled that dagger after the Death Star landed?
And that wreckage hasn't moved in however long, like 30 plus years?
And you can breathe in space? And you can... and boobs bounce without bras in space? And you can drop bombs in space?
Which
this
is,
thing doesn't make any sense.
The one before that was an actual quote from George Lucas to Kerry Russell.
Yeah, you don't need a bra.
Yeah. Or Carrie Fisher,
shut
excuse
up,
me.
Tame.
Yeah.
Tell me so, that's the most like, yeah, see, you dame, yeah. You don't need a bra. Pull them titties out.
Yeah. What you need a bra
what
for?
What a creepy, creepy man.
There's escaped stormtroopers on this thing because we needed more added storylines to this movie for no reason.
Yeah, why not? We're going so fast. We got to have some more plot.
Yeah.
We're running out, guys.
It's like, whatever. And then Rey, we get told that, oh, we can't go until morning. Rey takes a little skimmer across the water to the wreckage.
Loved it. Loved all that.
Yeah, that was pretty great.
That was fantastic.
Makes it to the Death Star, gets into this chamber that Palpatine had in the throne room of the Death Star off to the right, where she confronts the evil version of herself with jagged teeth or sharp teeth.
And a double-edged lightsaber.
A folding double-edged lightsaber.
Folded, yeah. It's like a... this is going to be so retarded. I'm such going to be stupid, but it just reminded me of like when you put two hot dogs in one bun. I've never done that, but that's what I thought about. Double dogged buns, baby.
Double dog bun. Wow.
Yeah, but don't worry. Kylo shows up.
And what a great lightsaber fight on a floating ocean of wreckage.
But it made me mad.
Yeah.
It was so good.
Yeah.
It made me so mad. Like,
anything.
Fell into the George Lucas trap. Like, don't talk. Just fight.
Yeah.
Give me some lightsabers. I'm a 2-year-old, dude. I'm a guy.
She ends up besting Kylo Ren after his dead mother tries to communicate him to redeem him one last time. And then she force heals him and then flies away to Octu. Later on.
In his ship.
In his ship.
Takes his ship.
Mm-hmm.
She almost kills John Boyega as well. Like,
yeah, like she launches him back.
Yeah, dark. The reason I was like, yeah, do it. Let her go bad.
And after his 10th screaming of Rey in this movie. Just bad.
Don't worry, though. Kylo Ren gets rid of his lightsaber.
He does.
Let everyone know.
After he has, honestly, a really good conversation conversation in The Force Awakens from Kylo
Ren. I'm going to be honest. I cried.
Yeah.
I cried in the theaters then. I cried again.
And
there's just something about Han Solo.
Yeah. And then we get like what that conversation would have been from the perspective of Ben Solo in this movie. I don't think that was a Force ghost. I just think that was just something in Kylo Ren's head.
Yeah.
And it was really
great. Yeah, I think
really
it's just a straight memory of here's how you could have done this.
Mm-hmm. So he throws his red lightsaber away.
Where does she go? Does she go to the island at this point?
Yeah, she goes to Octu, where Luke Skywalker was to do what he did and run away. And she has
I forget he shows back up.
Yeah, we have a
conversation. I loved it.
Yeah.
I was like, this is great.
Yeah.
Like, why, again, the good moments of this movie make me more mad in this movie.
And then they tried to do, like, the fixing of The Last Jedi when she throws that lightsaber into the fire. A Jedi weapon deserves more respect. Yo-ho-ho. I didn't throw it over my shoulder when you first met me.
Yeah, I was drunk.
Yeah.
I didn't mean that. I was drinking blue titty milk. I love, Then she understands, Luke's X-Wing, and they bring it up. She goes and gets the Wayfinder from Kylo's ship, because Kylo didn't destroy that one.
Right.
Transmits coordinates to R2-D2. We're all going to Exegol.
We're heading to Exegol, where the Emperor is waiting in a mechanical claw thing. And he's like, you're my granddaughter. I'm going to kill. He spells out his plan like a comic book villain. I'm going to kill you to take over your body and become the new empress, emperor, blah, blah, blah.
You will sit on my throne after you sit on my lap.
I am all the Sith. Whatever that means.
Never mind. See, I'm saving you, dude. 100th episode. You don't got to edit this one too much, buddy. All right. Okay. They show up and have their own plan, the Resistance, of these fighters can't leave if we don't do this thing. I love the movie goes, we're going to screw them right away. We'll turn it off. We're good.
Yeah.
That was great. But then you put dumb horses on a daggum ship.
Again,
the whole thing, anything that wasn't a starfighter, I wanted to just die. I went, this is stupid. All this looks good. Terrible. I wanted Finn to die. Let him die.
This whole ending was pitched by an 8-year-old. Like, there's hundreds of Star Destroyers, and they all have the cannon from the Death Star on them, and then they're all going to rise up out of the thing, and then...
Hey, I really like unicorns. What if we took the horn off a unicorn, and we put it up in space, and then we all rode the unicorns all the way to the galaxy?
Yeah. And then Finn's on a horse on a Star Destroyer, and it's stupid.
You know, it'd be really cool if Finn did the Gwitty after he blew up the ship. Nailed the Gwitty, Finn.
He did the Gwitty.
He's doing the Gwitty right down the ship. It was so quiet. Can't do that anymore. I don't even want to talk about that bull crap.
No.
There was a lot of cool, the space stuff, like the actual fighters, awesome. Give me more. Give me Rogue Squadron. Give me that movie.
See, I feel like all those ships showing up at the end was Star Wars trying to have an Avengers Endgame moment.
It didn't work.
No, it didn't work. Like when she says, I am all the Jedi, I was like, okay. JJ,
I'm all the Jedi.
JJ saw Avengers Endgame a couple months ago and was like, oh, I know what I'll do with Rey.
Did they talk about the YouTube you sent me, did they talk about that, or am I making this up? Of like, maybe something else I'll watch, but yeah, it was embarrassing. Of like, you wanted that Steve Rogers saying Avengers Assemble.
Yeah.
You didn't deserve it
or get it.
No. It's embarrassing. And then like all the ships that showed up.
Mm-hmm.
Who are these people with starfighters?
It's the only good thing
there's A-wings, there's Y-wings. I mean, like, it's like, whoa.
It's
these aren't farming equipment. Like,
it's Lando Calrissian and Wedge Antilles in the Falcon. That's all I care about.
Oh, wait. Was that Wedge?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. I saw when he came on, I went, I recognize this guy. Who is he?
The actor has famously hated Star Wars ever since it came out. But that just goes to show you give somebody enough money, they'll do anything again.
Yeah, which, hey, guys, if you want me to take my pants off right now, donate $500 in the link below. Don't worry. We're going to go back to Depression City with this whole stupid Palpatine. And Kylo Ren shows up. I'll be honest, though. The lightsaber stuff is rad.
Oh, it always is. Great. It always is.
Why don't you do more? It's like, actually, you know what? It's a lot like, and I get it, like a classic rock band has this sick album, best album ever. And then they come out with a new one and they're like, we're not playing the classics. You came for them. We're not playing them.
Yeah. Like Kylo Ren taking out the Knights of Ren. Well, Ben Solo at this point. He's Ben Solo. Ben Solo taking out the Knights of Ren showed you why he was Luke Skywalker's best student.
Yeah, it was great.
Basically.
Adam Driver does all his own stunts.
Yeah.
All.
Yeah.
I was so impressed. I'm like, it's great. It really pays off because you watch him do stuff and it's just like, that's actually him doing it.
That guy worked on stuff. Like,
yeah, it's called the Marines.
Yeah.
America, F you.
So eventually, Palpatine gets them to submit somehow and sucks the life out of them. He sucks it. He's like, ooh, gimme, gimme, gimme. You're a dyad in the Force. Gimme the life.
Suck them all, buddy. Yeah. That's getting cut.
And he, again, an 8-year-old pitched this. He shoots lightning in sky and knocks out all the ships.
Palpatine is real crazy. He needs a lot more life force. He grabs life force finger style. Finger styled them with life force. All the life force goes to him. And he gets magically better, and his clothes change.
Yeah, for some reason. Some reason when you suck all the life back into your body, your clothes change. I don't know why.
Last time I sucked the life out of someone, my clothes had to change after. Sorry.
So
that was called Star. That was Star Pews, not yeah. Star Wars. Anyways,
so
I'm not gonna go with that joke anymore.
We eventually, like, with just to sum up, just because we're close to the end, Rey beats Palpatine.
How does he die? The lightning comes back on him again.
He shoots.
Right?
He shoots lightning at Rey.
Third time that happened to him.
Yeah, and she grabs two lightsabers and bounces it back to him and like obliterates him. So if we bring him back again, I'm going to be super pissed. And that's the end of the movie. She hears the voices of the Jedi, and she's a Skywalker now because she told a kid in the desert.
So stupid.
Because that's another thing. Like, there was a kid in that desert thing that like asked her family name, and she's like, I don't have a family name. And then that lady in the desert asks her on Tatooine. Asks her, Rey who? Like, who the fuck
How
are you?
How awkward is this? Ask me what my family name is.
What's your family name?
Skywalker.
All right. Okay.
I'm going to be a nerd for a minute.
Okay.
And I don't know it's in my notes. Mm-hmm. Kijimi, where's that planet? Isn't that?
I don't know.
That's the first planet that gets blown up with the planet destroyers.
Gotcha. Okay.
I do appreciate that. That's a synthesizer. That J.J. Abrams liked the name of it because of this synthesizer.
Sound design is really good. Like that lightning on Exegol sounds so awesome.
And that's where like it sucks, man. Like they are good parts, I guess, of this movie, but it's done, and I never want to watch it again.
Me either. This gets a 2, honestly.
I'll rock a 2. Yeah, I will, because the story is that bad.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter how good anything else is. Mm-hmm. It's that.
If your story is that bad, then nothing else is going to work. So, typically, we move on to what we're watching and reading, but this week... What?
I just got to know one thing. Uh-huh. You watching What If?
I've watched a couple episodes of What If. Not all of them. I finished last night... What did I watch? The Happy Hogan episode where he turns into a Purple Hulk.
Yep. So I'm in the same spot. Yeah. We're good. Go ahead. Tell me. Describe.
These are some people that were on the podcast previously that helped us get to 100 episodes, and I asked them what's their most underrated episode or underrated movies and if they've ever seen Rise of Skywalker and what's their opinion on it. Sean Monty from the Coming to America episode said Gridiron Gang. I don't think it didn't get much traction at release. No one brings it up. It's just another early movie when we still called him The Rock and not Dwayne Johnson. Not trying to be corny, but it's Boys in the Hood with heart. And he has not seen Rise of Skywalker.
Lucky. I wish I didn't either.
Yeah, lucky for him. Derek Stewart, who has been on the Tomorrow World episode... The Obi-Wan Kenobi series episode, the Book of Boba Fett episode, the Lord of the Rings episode.
Oh, boy.
And also the Coming to America episode. Didn't give me a movie, but said The Rise of Skywalker sucks with 5 views. And my friend Larry Parks from college, who was on several Blade episodes, we did the Blade trilogy, I believe.
Yeah, I think that trilogy, I listened to those. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen the movies yet, and I really need to watch them. That was probably one of my favorite.
And I think we did X-Men Apocalypse, too.
Yeah.
Brotherhood, because a lot of people don't know about it, and it's a pretty good twist and turns movie. It's usually my go-to if people need something to watch because I know they haven't seen it. Rise of Skywalker. Rey isn't a Skywalker, and Kylo Ren should have carried the franchise to the next series. Which, yeah. I agree with that. My very good friend, Andrea Spurlock, she was on the Dan in Real Life episode.
God, I love that movie.
Yeah. She said she's just listed a bunch of movies. The Gray Man, This Is 40, Tropic Thunder, Gangster Squad, 500 Days of Summer, Secret Life of Walter Mitty, Luca, Seeking a Friend for the End of the World, Lars and the Real Girl, and Bullet Train as her underrated movies.
Have you watched Bullet Train?
Oh,
right?
Yeah, dude. I own Bullet Train.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought so. I remember when it came out, yeah.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, I was very impressed.
So now I turn it over to Jake.
So Shane did Waterworld with me, which I'd never watched Waterworld. Uh-huh. So I loved that movie so much. But I asked Shane for his opinions on this movie, and Shane's response was, I've never seen it because I know I'm going to hate it. Done. Logan, give your opinion on bullcrap. Logan's been like staring at me awkwardly off the corner.
Hi, I was the first female guest.
Yes.
Maybe the only female guest.
No, you were the second.
Nice.
Yeah, I was the first.
I can't remember if I did the first or the second Matrix, but I watched all of them.
Yeah.
And I don't plan on ever watching them again.
Did you watch this movie with Jake or at all? Or
Yeah.
In the theaters.
Yeah.
And then I heard all three of these for the past 3 weeks.
Yeah.
From the other room. I don't know that you would say it's underrated, but I love Edward Scissorhands. Suggest that you guys should do it.
So that's what we did for the 100th episode, and we did the 100th episode just now. What a time to be alive.
Come on, guys. Everybody clap.
Everybody clap.
Clap in your car. Crash your car.
So, we are going to take the month of January off.
What are we coming back to? Do we talked about it? Do you want to do Solo?
I feel like we just carry that on into the new year. We do Rogue One and Solo to start the year next year.
All right. Yeah. Cool with that. Down.
Just more Star Wars. That's what we need. Everything's Star Wars.
After a month off, I'll accept more Star Wars.
So if you have a suggestion for a movie we should do, you can send that to secondtankmoviespod@gmail.com. We're on Instagram at secondtankmovies.
You know what? And also, I'm curious, if you, you're listening and you want to send some stuff in, you know, how do you make your tacos? I'm curious.
Yeah. Why not?
You're welcome.
Leave a comment below. We will see you in the new year, and thank you for 100 episodes.